Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today, on the 22nd of April, I want to talk about this article I found on hedgeweek.com. It's titled Chinese Quants Look to International Expansion. I've said this before. I think Chinese are beyond brilliant people. All the names that I see of quant research, a lot of the Chinese names come up. So it's just a reflection on the culture. So obviously, they've got their quant funds based out of China, Hong Kong, just mimic it to no different than the Chinese car industry, especially the EV car industry. The government, U.S. government, Western governments are trying to keep the EV, Chinese IV companies out of their markets to protect their own markets. But the stats that I've seen, the Chinese car manufacturers' global market share are eating up a lot of the rest of the world, car market share in the EV market. So when you factor that in, that should be a similar comparison with what's going on with the world of quant when it comes to China and their quant funds. So here's some of the examples of some companies that I've never heard of that we may want to be on the lookout for because there's some expansion outside they want to get into. So let me just read it off. There's only very short paragraphs here. Increased domestic scrutiny by Chinese regulators has prompted several of the country's data-driven quant trading funds, including MS Capital and DH Fund Management, to ramp up their international operations, according to a report by Reuters. What I will say about the Chinese market, everyone's doom and gloom on China. From what I'm seeing, as I do scan global markets of all over the world, China's stock market is doing okay. I think it's bottomed out, and I think it's starting to improve. So they went through a lot of scrutiny from the Chinese government, CCP, scrutinized everything probably right throughout their economy. So they're going to be stronger. And I can verify that Chinese manufacturing's on the up and up because copper's going up. And that's one of the big things that is used in Chinese manufacturing. So what I'm saying here is that you're probably starting to see China, Hong Kong to be attractive markets now, even though the Western markets may be going in decline or going flat. Look in these markets for potential growth. But for the Chinese quant firms, it sounds like, yeah, they have to start going international to avoid the scrutiny that their government's putting them through. So MS Capital has offices in Shanghai and Singapore, reportedly starting to offer its China strategy to offshore investors and preparing to invest in global markets. So as you hear there, also preparing to invest into global markets. The reports also cites a public filing revealing that DH Fund Management set up its first offshore fund in March. An unnamed source familiar with the matter as confirming that the Beijing-based UbiQuant has plans to open a U.S. office. So, as you hear, they are going international. Chinese quant hedge funds long operate in overseas markets. Their rate of international expansion is increasing as operating in domestic markets has become more difficult due to increased regulation of their activity. There you go. Reports quotes Filippo Shen, China chief representative, Dutch asset manager Privium Fund Management out of Hong Kong, and helps Chinese funds build global brands, as saying under the current compliance rules in China, some quant strategies don't work or cannot deliver the best performance at home. As a result, some quant funds are starting to set up their second investment center in Hong Kong or Singapore, according to Shen, where they can operate their strategies more freely. And yeah, and I'll also say that Singapore is definitely, I read a few months ago, they are going to start looking for bigger family offices, more than 10 million, to set up shop in Singapore. And Hong Kong, I'm also seeing some activity as well. So be on the lookout for that. And I don't know if you can call it competition, but from a foreign Western investment opportunity, maybe you invest in some of these funds. I don't know. Maybe they may get listed on Interactive Brokers. I don't know. Maybe they may put out some ETFs down the line that may focus on their markets. I don't know, but it's interesting to see what they're doing. Other than that, if you want to know more, I probably strongly recommend to get on my newsletter, hear about more of these kind of events happening, news events through the podcast and through my newsletter, quantlabs.net/books. Get some free technical books. Hey, it's free. And we also got our Discord server as well, where you can talk further about this. Yeah. And we're still posting on TradingView as well. And we shall talk to you soon, or over and out later.